angel said unto me, Revelation 17, verse 7, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. Now you're saying, will he or will he not? If I can hang this on my ears, it might stay on there. That gets enough tension. You know, I'm the only man in the world with breakable bones in his ears. A little bit of trivia. Will he or will he not? Well, we'll see, won't we? The beast that thou sawest, let's follow the angel's order of Revelation here. The beast that thou sawest was and is not you say you've been over this before yeah was I know I've been over it before and is not and you got me too loud and shall ascend out of bottomless pit, abyss. And what it says, and go into perdition. Or more accurately, unleash his evil ways. They that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. There's the message of the called. And I could go right back and preach on that this morning. Whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundations of the world. Now that's rather interesting because the church is gone. Church's already gone. And yet there are still some on this earth during that tribulation period whose names were written. This references, everybody will wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life, implying those who won't wonder, those whose names are written in the foundation of the book of life. You see, the elect speaks of God's chosen ones for various purposes. God elected Judah for a purpose. God elected the house of Israel for a purpose as the descendants of Joseph's sons and leadership, and thus the recipient of the birthright. And God elected the saints that will make up the church. A lot of confusion in prophecy comes from failing to recognize God's a polygamist. He had two wives, Israel and Judah, the scripture says. He divorced one, punished the other one. And the church adds to that number. You can say you're talking in figure. Well, sure, but figure that needs to be understood in its meaning, which is that God has relationships based on a separate criteria of election, which carries certain responsibilities and privileges attached that are His choice. But in every case, God chooses His companions. I don't want to bog down on the message. I just want to bring it up again. As I've been saying, once the series on God's call is laid down, every passage in Scripture takes on a new meaning. And as we started building over again, it is my prayer as pastor that some of you will grow up into the realization the gifts of God and the calling of God are without repentance or turning from. God will either get you through much suffering or you'll quit kicking against the pricks and accept His reins on your life. Now, when I preached on that, I could almost sense the tension of a ministry that had emphasized freedom to the point of it being taken advantage of. Well, the good side to that control that God exercises over the called, you don't get it in the end. You can be more graphic if you want. That was thrown in free. Those who do not wonder have their names written in the foundation, or the book of life from the foundation of the world. There's a lot who don't. Just pause while I'm teaching long enough to say, will all this misery that's attached to God's calling, that's made me want to quit, when this hour comes, you wouldn't trade places for a minute. And that hour is getting closer every day. Those whose names are not written in the foundation wonder when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. I'm still too loud, Joe. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads, that was the beast, I've been drawing it every week. The seven heads handsome fellows. Am I boring you?
No, sir.
The seven heads are seven mountains. On which the woman sits. That'll do for a beginning. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen. I ever fallen. I want you to be able to do this just like that. In your mind. Not enough just to preach this. Get to the point. I wonder who the woman is. If you don't get to where you can do what I'm doing now just like that in your mind, all kinds of nuts can come along and mislead you. Taking a piece of scripture here and a piece of scripture there. I want you to have it. Boom, boom, boom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen. One is. The other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not. He is the eighth. Where'd the eighth get in here? These are seven mountains, seven kings, seven heads, and the one that was and is not, and yet to come. These are seven kings, five are fallen, one is, the other's not yet come. That ends the seven. All of a sudden, here's the eighth. The beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth. Huh, I get it. Starting to figure it out, finally. Even he is the eighth. This same guy, he is the eighth. And he is of the seven. Is that what it says? Huh? And he's of the seven. I'm starting to recognize this fellow. Is of the seventh and goes into perdition. Well, he was and is not, but he comes out of the abyss. Know what it says? So he was, is not, because he's there. Going to come out and be the eighth, but he was formerly one of the seven, at least, of the seven, presumes at least one of the seven. Maybe more, but at least one. You got that picture? And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Now these are 10 kings, and they are either a part of the seventh ruled over by this seventh king, or a part of the eighth, most likely overlapping into or between. So there are 10 kings. These 10 kings receive power for a very short time. The implication being during the period of the seventh king, because he rules but a very short time. This seventh king will still be king based upon the prophecies of Daniel, the little horn, and the king of the north. He will still be king in the eighth kingdom, even though his kingdom as the seventh kingdom is said to be short. How can that be? Because he starts out being king as man, and he becomes king possessed, because the one that was and is not and is in the abyss will need his body to possess and become the real ruler of the eighth kingdom. So what starts out as an earthly ruler for a short time, certainly under the influence and part of the beastly kingdoms of Satan, even under the dominion of princes, under the prince of the power of the air, he will become, in fact, after a very short time, possessed by this powerful demon that was possessing one of the seven, is not operating in the historic earthly sphere in John's day, because he's in the abyss, will come out of the abyss and possess this king called Little Horn, who rules for a short time before the possession, being given chairmanship of a restored Roman Empire, uprooting too in the process, and then will be possessed by this demon out of the abyss, so much so that it is said the head changes. Whatever demons possessed under Satan's control this little horn during his brief span are displaced or added to by a supreme prince who possesses Antichrist and takes him into his full evil orb of perdition. Got that? You say, I knew it anyway. Well, I want it as second nature as brushing your teeth. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Now, all earthly kingdoms now are under, within God's sovereign will and plan, are under demonic influence to one degree or another. Satan is the prince of the power of the air, and we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. But not all earthly rulers are possessed. Now you may say, as I do this review, what's this got to do with the woman? I want you to understand that there is a very subtle and important distinction that must be made as we identify the harlot woman of the book of Revelation. It is going to be a religious body. No question about that. And it's going to be a religious body led by a or an individual religious leader. No question about that. But you must be able to distinguish. For this message to be an intelligent understanding of prophecy to enable people to watch the signs of the Lord's coming, you must be able to distinguish between the human organization and the human entity and that capacity of Satan to change every dimension of that human organization and human entity when he moves to possession. The degree of Satan's attack can move from his oppression and harassment on Christians who are full of the Spirit and know this, don't care what any new truth, new idea guy is telling in this world, Jesus made it clear that two strong men can't occupy the same house. And there's just been an awful lot of garbage running around among the faith extremist and the charismatic extremist, making saints of God worry about having demons possessing them or in them, even though they are saints of the Most High God and full of the Spirit. That's nonsense. Jesus made it clear that two strong men cannot occupy the same house. If you got demons in you, you sure haven't got the Holy Spirit in you. Just as simple as that. And how do you get the Holy Spirit in you? Years of preaching now on basic Christianity. Not by seeking Him. Not by struggling in spiritual effort at an altar with people pounding on you. Faith. Christ is formed in your heart by faith. If you have any doubts about your status and spiritual relationship, you better find a faith object quick and start exercising faith. And that's why it's called a shield. And Christians can be harassed and under constant attack from Satan. People who are not Christians can feel his influence, most likely be under his current of control. But even there's a difference between those that are under his influence, playing by his rules and under his direction, and those that are possessed. Now let's assume that I end up identifying from Scripture the harlot woman of the book of Revelation as the Assembly of God in Springfield, Missouri. Let's assume I do that. It is very important that you understand. Please tell that person that's leaving, I haven't done that yet. Please understand that should I identify from Scripture the harlot woman as the Assemblies of God headquartered in Springfield, Missouri, and G. Raymond Carlson, their current superintendent, I think, it's hard to keep up with them, as the false prophet. All the Southern Baptists. Well, this guy in Atlanta, what's his name? Anyway, as a false prophet. Or Jimmy Swaggart. Or, of course, he's Assembly of God, so that'd take care of that. Or Jerry Falwell. Should I identify them from Scripture You say, can you identify from Scripture? Well, come close enough that you can be relatively sure. Assume that they can be identified because of the distinguishing marks. I would want you to know and be able to distinguish between that organization and the individual leader as a human organization enjoying at times in its history the blessing of God on it and encompassing thousands of people who are among the called, chosen of God, redeemed by God's own Son's blood. There is a difference between that organization and the leader at the particular time of identity and its history of individuals who have been blessed of God and the moment where the dragon takes possession and that instrument of leadership that uses that organization that may have had at some time the blessing of God on it and the opportunity to be an instrument of God's program. When Satan possesses that instrument, it has instantly a new dimension and a dimension of evil that separates it from all that went before. Now, there is usually a proneness and a tendency mark that makes that more susceptible to Satan's possession. But distinguish between the earthly human instrument and that terrible instrument of Satan that comes into being when possession occurs. The demoniac of Galilee was a little baby, helpless in his mother's arms at some point. A different creature is confronted when the demons, so numerous that they are called legion, are in control of that flesh and blood boy, young man of the Gadarenes. And when Satan, should the Assemblies of God be that false church, that great whore of the book of Revelation, if that were true, at the moment Satan possesses the individual leader, if it were G. Raymond Carlson, that does not mean that every other individual that has been a part of that organization and is still a part of that organization at the moment Satan possesses G. Raymond Carlson, if that were the case, that doesn't mean every other person in leadership in that organization and every other person that is a member of that organization is equally possessed. But with the supremacy of power and authority and miracle-working strength that a G. Raymond Carlson would have when that is the hour he becomes the false prophet possessed of Satan, it won't be long until those that don't go along are removed and the stamp from the top down of that evil spirit that possesses the false prophet will permeate the whole organization. And it has been impossible in some historic church setting to discuss the harlot woman of the book of Revelation without immediately a torrent upward of immature thinking and defensive block out of the mind, because to discuss this event of horror at the end is to have my mother's Assembly of God. Oh, my uncle is an Assembly of God pastor. Oh, my brother's an executive in the Sunday School Department of the Assemblies of God. And immediately you tune out on the truth, because what you think is happening is a blanket condemnation of the Assemblies of God as a denomination, and saying they're all full of the devil. Now, I picked the Assembly of God because there ain't no way in God's earth they'll ever be big enough in influence to be this false church. They're wonderful people. They're wonderful people. For years, the fastest growing denomination in the United States. In fidelity, connected to what claims to be the largest church in the world in Seoul, Korea. But there ain't no way that they have the capacity to be the false church of the book of Revelation. They haven't got the qualities. Springfield is simply not capable of identifying with this verse of Scripture. Verse 18, the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. You go in on Noah's Ark Airlines into Springfield, Missouri, and there ain't no way in the world that a place that it takes 40 days to get in and out of can be that great city that reigns over the kings of the earth. So I picked the Assemblies of God to make sure that the analogy was so ridiculous. No, well, somebody will, but anybody in intelligence knows I am not suggesting the Assemblies of God is the whore of the book of Revelation. I'm simply saying, if she were, it wouldn't mean that all Assemblies of God people are full of the devil. It wouldn't mean that all Assemblies of God people are listening to the dragon. And if we were to pick a day in which the false prophet becomes possessed, it would not necessarily mean, logically, that the leader, well, logically or otherwise, he wasn't full of the devil the day before. He's full of the devil when he's possessed, the day that it happens. Last but not least on that subject, this harlot woman, though she has traits through history because she's drunk on the blood of the martyrs and has characteristics that attach to her down through the history, and another reason why the Assemblies of God cannot qualify, they ain't been around long enough. Just that simple. But the important point of distinction is the true church is already gone. And let me carry the analogy. If the Assemblies of God were that whore of the book of Revelation, then those members of the Assemblies of God who were the called, redeemed from their sins, and because of their faith having Christ formed in their heart, they would already be gone in the rapture. Yet, during the tribulation, not the elect of Israel, the race of promise, not the elect of Judah, the race of promise, and thus selectively a part of those two, not a member of the 144,000 who are chosen out of those two streams of blessed promised people and marked until the demons out of the pit cannot hurt them, not a part of that group, there will still be a church with form and no substance of spiritual life, who are going about the motions of putting religious sanction on the behavior of men. a false church during the tribulation, still so powerful in its forms, in its ritual, in its control over the minds of men, that the Antichrist, who is the individual entity of government leadership, that the spirit out of the abyss will possess and make him the ruler of the eighth kingdom, he still does not have the power to make the world take his mark of possession and control, and does not have the ability with all of his miraculous power to get the world to fall down and worship him. It takes this false prophet to do it. So where's that? Well, that's easy. A lot easier than this other task I'm working on. That's real easy. If I can find it in my dismantled Bible here. Oh, I know where it's at. It's the pages of my Bible that are missing. Got it in these. 13th chapter. I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads, just like we read in the 17th chapter, and 10 horns. Except now, because we read ahead in the book, we got the placement of the 10 horns. And upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. The beast which I saw was like a leopard. That leopard beast is the prince of Grecia. So we have our clue as to which one is in this abyss out of the seven: Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Alexander the Great, not Assembly of God, and the AG demon is the one that's in the pit. That's my carnal side coming out. And the demon that was is the AG demon. And the demon that is not is the AG demon in John's day. And the demon that will come out of this bottomless pit and rule the eighth kingdom is the AG demon, which is the demon that possessed Alexander the Great, not Assembly of God. Make sure that you get that down. I may have to call you witness. Are you following this? His feet were as the feet of the bear. This restoration of the AG demon will be seated geographically in the Medo-Persian the territory of the bear. Persia, Iraq, Iran. His mouth is the mouth of the lion. He will speak the message of Babylon, which since Nimrod is the rebel message, the substitute message of Satan for God's prophecy of salvation through the seed of the woman. And the dragon, that's Satan. The serpent. That old Lucifer. He gives him his message. The dragon gave him his power. And the voice that speaks is Babylon, as I said. And the power is from Satan himself. It's Satan that gives him his seat. And Satan gives him his authority. And I saw one of his heads. You ought to be able to weave this picture yourself, but now. I saw one of his heads. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Persia, Greece. Wounded unto death. Saw one of his heads wounded to death. His deadly, and that we now know from other passages, was the putting of this demon into the bottomless pit or the abyss. And his deadly wound was healed. He will come out and possess the ruler of this eighth kingdom, which is the seventh kingdom, who transitioned into the eighth, where he ceased to be in control and was possessed. And his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who's able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. 3.5 years. One half of the tribulation period, which means that this seventh kingdom will enter the tribulation period, the possessed rule of the AG demon will take the second half of the tribulation period, given unto him to make war with the saints. That's not the church. The church is gone. Primarily, the elect that are here, the houses of Israel and Judah. And power was given to him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life, slain from the foundation of the world. You can be sure the 144,000 are in that book. If any man have an ear, let him hear. Verse 11, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb. Looks just like Jesus.
This is the end of side.